His Hollywood career soared, and so did he, as a fighter pilot in World War II. His story next on Biography for Radio, sponsored by the Salvation Army.
Feed someone who is hungry, and you will feel full. Give a child a reason to dream, and you will feel at peace. Help a teen reclaim his youth, and you will feel years younger. When you help the Salvation Army, everybody feels better. Donate online at salvationarmyusa.org. Need knows no season.
He was one of Hollywood's adored leading men. As World War II loomed, he was embarrassed when he failed his first Army physical because he was too thin. In the months that followed, he gorged himself on pasta and bananas, and he passed a physical, and he left Hollywood to serve his country. As squadron commander, he flew more than 20 combat missions. He received a Distinguished Flying Cross. At the war's end, then, he resumed his movie career. His contract forbid the studio from mentioning his military service or exploiting his real-life heroism on screen. He wanted to keep playing his trademark roles, the homegrown everyman who could show fear or weakness. In 1946, he starred in the now classic holiday fable, It's a Wonderful Life. The film revealed his skill at portraying morally conflicted protagonists. Later, in the Hitchcock thrillers Vertigo and Rear Window, he went even further, playing obsessive loners, but he never lost his gentle aw-shucks quality. He once suggested his epitaph should read, "He gave people a lot of pleasure." That phrase captures the appeal of that elegant everyman, Jimmy Stewart. For Biography, I'm Jack Perkins.
Biography is a trademark of A&E.